Do you want to do the intro? There we go. Go.
Oh. Hello and welcome to Head Wrecked, the podcast where we talk about stuff that's wrecking our head. I am CT, and with me this week is JB.
And every week.
Yes, every week. Thanks for letting me do the intro, JB. That was a really nice offer to just spring on me right at the start
It's
there.
fine. Yeah, no problem. I'll put it out and do my own anyway. It's fine. Go on, sorry. So what's wrecking your head this week?
Well, I've started keeping a notebook of things that wreck my head. So
Right.
I might just pick one out random. So let's start from the top.
Let's go.
Experts. That's all I have wrote, right?
Arthur Kelly.
Expert.
Arthur Kelly Experts.
Who's
Do you
that?
remember that was a shop years ago in Dublin? Arthur Kelly Experts, where you bought your
No.
technology. Experts. So what kind of experts? Are we talking science or are we just talking people who have notions that they're experts?
Those kind, yeah.
Right.
Option two, or not even notions, just more so the fact that it's like it's almost becoming a bit of a throwaway term. Experts, like you, I mean, you could be an expert, but it's kind of lost some of the gloss because, like, you know, every show or podcast or thing talk to someone who's written a book on something is an expert in it now, and I don't know. I suppose it's more so just the watering down of the term expert. I feel it's just like, I can just imagine that in like 10, 15, 20 years' time, not really meaning the same thing that it meant 20 years ago, maybe in a
Yeah,
way.
and you've officially cancelled our secret guest that I was about to bring on, and he's an expert in his field, but he's a farmer. He's an
He's a
expert in his
friend.
field.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
Yeah, I know what you mean. People
but
who, yeah, because you anyone can be an expert when you Google something.
exactly, yeah. And I just often wonder, like, how, like, you know, most of us don't know things. Like, I think if any subject, right, matter in the world, and if there's like 100% is the maximum amount you can know about this thing, which is still not enough because you'd always learn more about any subject, I believe. But say like 99% of the topics in the world, like, unless you work or study in that field, you'll know probably about like 1 or 2%
Yeah,
of the facts
if
about it.
even,
So then if someone comes along who knows like 10% of the stuff, you're like, whoa, you must be an expert, man.
but in a conversation, you probably let on you know more, because you'll
Oh,
want to,
yeah.
you'll up your intelligence game in your conversation, because you don't want to be the idiot in the conversation. Yeah,
Oh, yeah. Like when they start using jargon and terms and stuff, and you're like,
when you're talking to people who are expert salespeople. Fuck right off. So you know how to lie to my face. Great. You know,
yeah.
wow. Oh my God. You know an acronym. So do I. F you. Do you
Yeah,
know?
yeah.
No, I know.
You know, I had a real bad experience with a car salesman once recently. But then recently, in the last 2 years, just reminded me that I was just thinking of sales, like person who's terrible. Basically, I'm not going to drag this story out too long, but essentially, he left us out in a bacon hot forecourt and forgot about us and told us he'd gone off to get the price of a car. And Jen, well, yeah, she was pregnant at the time, and she was pregnant for a second, and we had to allow this. Then they let us out the forecourt and fucking roasting. And I remember going back in and being like, and he started panicking when he see me going back in. And then I just like told him, no, you can leave and forget about it. Then he started like running out after me, trying to get me to go because I
Oh,
wanted to go.
tell me you got money off.
No, I did. I left. I was like, fuck that, I'm
Oh,
not buying shit off you. I could see him chatting to somebody in there. And you know, like the forecourts, the way they're kind of big but quiet. So I was like, fuck this cunt now. Like, you know what I mean?
But I think because he's an expert and he sells cars, so he knows better more
But
than
this
you. No, they know how to hide more because I bought a car and recently two years ago as well, and I know what it's like.
was it
You
off? Was it off a ticket left in the forecourt?
well,
His
actually,
tactic worked on you.
yeah, I was inside talking to him. He goes, "Look, I left those fucking gobshites outside
Those cheap guns out
the sun."
there.
Fucking ages.
Looking at that banger.
Look at the hack of them. No, like, but you can't help but feel duped, no matter what. Even though I got a good bargain, I know I did, but there's part of me that feels like you're not telling me everything. You know, you just can't help shake that shady forecourt person. I know that's really bad because they're probably not all like that, but I have looked at cars over the years, and I remember looking at the boot in the boot of a Golf. It was really good Golf, good price, and I was like, oh, this is a good price. And it is so fucking true what they say. If it's too good to be true, it is, especially with a car, walk away. It's cheap for a reason. If it's way cheaper than comparable cars, don't get it. But I learned the hard way. I didn't buy the car, but I remember looking in the boot, and I lifted up the spare tire in the boot, and you could see, right, like I could see my feet. Do you know there was a hole
Oh,
in the boot?
jeez.
And your man was like telling me I was the best thing ever. And then he was like, oh, fuck, Jesus. Oh, I didn't say that. I'd get someone to repair that. I'd get someone to repair that before you buy it. And I go, well, I'm not going to be buying it. It's rusted through. And you're like, do you know? So you're kind of like, they'll, if you don't ask questions, they're not going to tell you. And if you ask too many questions, they're not going to be bothered selling it to you or lower the price because they're like, oh, go away. I'll sell it to someone at the higher price who won't ask me the questions. So you do kind of feel like you're being duped. Because but they're the fake experts that you're talking about.
Well, have you? Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, absolutely. But I was gonna ask you, have you ever sold a car to somebody then and felt like there's stuff that you left or they didn't ask you about, so you didn't tell them about?
No, I sold a car. It was a Jeep, and I regretted buying it in the first few weeks. But anyway, I had it for a while, and it was a Land Rover. A Freelander, I will never in my life buy one again. Pile of shit. It
Oh,
broke
wow.
constantly. I put so much money into it. So I eventually just sold it on, and the head gasket was about to go. And I told the people that were buying it, I was like, this is the state of it. This is why I'm selling it at this price because I just need to get it. And they were like, no, cool. And they wanted to drive it away. And I was like, please don't drive this away. You're not going to get down the road. And they insisted. And I was like, okay, but just so long as you know, this is going to fall apart. It's going to blow up, whatever. And they're like, fine. Never heard or saw anything since. So obviously it all worked out or they were never found again. I don't know. But I was honest, not because I just couldn't do that. I just could not sell it to somebody knowing. I couldn't have that on my conscience.
If something's gonna go, like, yeah, no, I understand. I mean, especially
Well,
like
it sounds like you're going
if
to tell me a story. You're like asking me, did I ever sell a car, not telling someone? And I can see you smiling. So you did.
no, not at all. It's just because it's just because you're a dodgy and the article dodger over there. I thought you
Oh,
might be.
100%. Look,
I
don't let
would
the
say it'd
book.
be way up in your street. No, I never have. In fairness, I have. I sold the car with you said with the head gasket. I sold the car that the head gasket was gone, but they knew the head gasket was gone, and so they sold it for like that
Yeah,
call. There were two.
but
There were
there's
two
people that sell
mechanics.
them and don't say it, which I just
I know. Yeah.
no,
I
I just wouldn't do
but
it.
there was one time though. There was one time when I was really glad that I sold a car to somebody, and it was me and not somebody else. Because this person was just, they could have got done. Like, you know what I mean? So it was a young lad, and I had quite kind of fairly sexy car. Like, it was like for, well, my, it was a 131 Megane, which I actually bought off my
Oh, that's
mum.
so sexy.
You know what I mean? No, it was,
Was
but I'll show you
it
pictures of this one.
one
It was a nice car.
of those bright yellow, canary yellow ones?
It was orange, but it was like a two door, like, you know, so it was like, it looked nice and had, it was just,
Picking
it
up the
looked nice in it.
boards.
Well, this is, I mean, I had it up until, so it was 131. She bought like nearly, I think she was the second owner, and then she drove, and then I got it off her in the 2019 or 2020. I bought it off her. So like, and then I had it for a couple of years until I had kids, and then sold it to a lad, to a fella.
Because it was only two door, and you realize they are just so not good with kids.
Oh my God, absolutely. That was precisely the reason. But we all knew the car, like, it'd been essentially from new, not quite, but in the family, we knew everything was wrong with it, and there was nothing wrong with it, apart from I had one of the like mechanic light thingies that came on after a while when you're driving, and it was just like a wiring thing because they need to get a mechanic to just hadn't turned it off the last time I got a service or something like that. The newfangled cars. Well, it's a 10-year-old car now, but in my head, it's still newfangled
Yeah,
cars.
that's the thing. Like, sorry, go on.
But then, so. I met your man, the young lad. It was a summer's evening, and the car I had a wash and everything, and all cleaned. And I knew it was looking good. And I met the lad, and he was about 18 or 19, and like second he seen the car,
first car, he's like, I was like, the stones out of it, going to lower it down, put on a fucking mad exhaust, race the stripes, like, the works.
Exactly, yeah. I was like, this guy's definitely going to buy it. And he was, you know, trying to do play the game, but he didn't, you could just tell he wanted to buy it, you know what I mean, straight away. He nearly offered me the money straight away.
Yeah.
And the thing with the light was, like, the light didn't come on when you started the car. Like, it came on about 10 miles down the road, the light would come on. So I could have said to him, yeah, it's grand. You know what I mean? But I told him, oh, look, when you're driving it, by the way, this is going to happen to you. It's grand. Don't worry about it. You just need to bring it to an actual Renault garage or mechanic, and they just type in the code and turn it off, because it's the service light thing.
Yeah.
And but he didn't, like, he was okay with that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, me personally, I wouldn't have bought the car. Like, if someone was honest and even told me that, I would have been like, yeah, but I need to know what that light's for.
Well, unless it was a good deal. And
yeah, no, it wasn't a good deal.
You knew you had the money. Yeah, but and you knew you had the money for, like, okay, I know that's only the fucking alternator or something. I know how much it'll be to get someone to fix that, so that's actually grand. You know, that's different. Yeah. But lined it, like, oh yeah. Yeah. Experts, fucking experts in quotations, me whole. Yeah. Experts, me whole. Like, yeah, no, they are head wrecking. And you reminded me of a thing that I mentioned the other day, just talking about experts, like, you know, makeup ads and all that kind of thing. And it says,
the makeup of makeup artists.
Yeah, exactly. No, but you know, on the bottom when it says
the paint of painters,
it does this. It does this.
The car of drivers.
75% of women tested agree that this makes you younger and the lines disappear.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But then it's like 74% of 92 women, right? Such arbitrary numbers. It's like, make it 100 women, right? Plus, why is that number so low? You know, and you're advertising that you couldn't even get 100% of 94 people to test your product. Just do another test and eventually do a few more till you get the 100. Do you know? It's so random.
Why did they stop at 92?
That's what I mean. But look at these ads. It's always such a weird number.
Yeah,
94% of 204 people. Like, just make it 5 or 200.
Well, as well. Like, have you ever been stopped on the street to, like, taste test something or, like...
Yes, I have.
Like, that's how I'm presuming that's how it works with shampoo. You're on Grafton Street, someone comes up and goes, do you want a free hair wash with this shampoo thing? Because
Get on your knees.
Yeah.
Put your head in the bucket.
I imagine it's something like that, or you signed up for it to be a test or a product and you get this thing. And it's like, already you're biased because someone's giving you a free fucking hair wash. You know what I mean? So it's like, of those 100 people, still, with the fact they got, like, free hair wash, are still, like, 26% of them are like, no, that's shite, man.
Yeah, exactly. but that brings me on to another thing that wrecks my head with makeup and all that kind of thing is, like, they show you can look like this, right? So 94% of people look like this, but they're not putting on the makeup or doing their hair. It's someone doing it for them. It's like those Instagram things. It's like, here, look, you just do this makeup and you can look like me, and they have someone doing it. But people doing it themselves aren't able to do that because it's sophisticated and tricky to do. Like,
that really
pisses me off. So
do you think makeup companies are worried now because of, like, people spending so much time online and, like, living lives online, and now there's going to be, like, AI filters and stuff. So, like, you know, someone could literally never leave their house but look savage on Instagram.
Yeah, that's what they do, like catfishing and that kind of thing. I'd say the makeup companies lost an absolute fortune during the pandemic because no one was going out. I mean, I wore aftershave every day, for example, in a job, and then work from home. Never did. I fucking stank. Do you know? Like, I didn't buy aftershave in ages. So makeup
was the
same.
Did you stop wearing makeup as well?
No. We were on a video call. No, I couldn't afford the filter, so I had to put on the makeup.
The blush.
No, but, like, I mean, I'd say they are losing a bit of money with the filters and things. Yeah, I'd say they are. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know what's real or not anymore. That's the thing.
Man, that's what it's like. I know we've done AI before, but fuck me. Like, it's just, it's like, it's that Moore's Law thing we talked about as well. It's like more and more shit just keeps popping up for me on AI. And it's like music. Have you heard AI music?
Only briefly snippets of people talking about it and the Eminem songs and things like
that.
Yeah,
I went down
the
rabbit hole.
They're as shit as you'd expect, but like, it's only going to get better.
But the thing is, man, it's like their songs, like, there was a couple of them that, like, there was like a couple of songs, like Jay-Z and Kanye, and they had like Biggie and Tupac doing it. And it's not even remarkable. When you listen to it, like, you think, oh my god, this is gonna be mad listening to it, because you're used to kind of like, what's it called, like mashups and shit like that. Mm. They have on YouTube the whole time,
yeah,
or like covers, like I talked about before, where it's like it's different, you know, it's, oh, just like something else. It's like it's so blended in, and like, you just feel like, oh, that's just the original, but it's Biggie and Tupac rapping over it, and you're like, oh wait, hang on, like, I can imagine in like 20 years time being like, who actually sang that song? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is gonna go away. And then there's like, oh, like they're like Kanye singing like Adele songs and stuff like this, and it's like, it doesn't sound bad, and it sounds like Kanye, and you're like, that's mad.
Yeah, but who owns that music? That's where my mind always goes with the whole copyright thing, and like, who owns that music? Because it's being created by an AI. So is it the creator of the AI language, which is, you know, whoever created it? I don't know. It's such a gray area. I'm fascinated by that.
I'm going by like Microsoft and Google's record and stuff. I reckon they get a fair whack out of it, considering they're the ones releasing the fucking technology.
well, I suppose. Yeah, it's just going to end up, look, with Google, it's just going to be the same as your ad revenue and all that kind of stuff, isn't it?
Probably. It is mad, though. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. But what else wrecks your head then? So
on
expert,
my list.
So, well, yeah, we barely touched experts. Or can we go in? Like, we could keep going on about that. But do you know what I love? I love our podcast is because we say stuff every week that from previous weeks, and we're like, oh yeah, do you remember we're talking about this? There was actually this as well. That's what I know next week we're going to say something about an expert, because I'll see something else that wrecked my head.
Yeah. And that's why as well it'd be good to get people's ideas and what wrecks their head, but then it'll pop up as well. And eventually all our heads be wrecked all the time, which is our secret cunning plan. So this is, I think this actually, just from looking at my list, this is kind of a good one. Newsletters that for some reason I think I'll actually read and enjoy in the future. And now they're just in my inbox.
You sign up for like,
Yeah, you sign up, and now my inbox is just like, when I open my email, it's like, like 20 to 30 random fucking shy things that I'm so used to seeing. I recognize the names of the person who writes the newsletter, but I never read them. And it's just like, and I start a new email address. I got a good few email addresses. And like, because I had to have them for a job once, I had to like open a new email address loads. And then I moved onto one of them. I had that because my other one was shite. And now I was like, no, I'm going to keep this one free from newsletters. You know, don't fuck. I'm like a month in and I'm like fucking loads of shite in there. And I'm like, how did I do this? Like,
I know. I love it when it's easy to unsubscribe on the bottom. It's like, fine. I hate it when you press unsubscribe and there's two potential outcomes. One is, oh, we're sorry to see you go. Do you want to tell us? No, I actually don't.
Oh, and whoever says that,
And if it's a radio button, I'm going to pick the one that's going to hurt you the most. Like, I am not interested in this topic. That's going to hurt you the most, because I signed up for it, immediately told you I'm not interested. Or when you have to log in to your account to unsubscribe, that fucking piss. I don't think that should be allowed. Surely that's illegal. Or like, because I don't remember. That means I'm logging in again. You got the whole cookie shit. I'm not interested. I just don't want to. So then I just mark as spam.
But it's like on social media accounts as well and stuff, when they make it hard to delete your account, you know, it's actually quite hard to find them.
Yeah. But I do love how you can download all of your data in social media. I do like that. Have you ever done that? Like, to read your messages and all that kind of thing? And like, Facebook from the year dot, and you're like, oh my God, why was I even conversing with that person? It's just mad.
No, I don't want to look at my man.
I'm telling you, it'll wreck your head, but it'll make you laugh.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah, newsletters. We do. We sign up. I think in jobs, you sign up in good faith thinking, oh, I'm going to learn a lot from this, but you won't. And then there's other stuff. I hate it when there's something you are interested in and it goes into your spam, though. I don't understand how it works because I don't work in it, but it really pisses me off when there's something you're waiting for or to read up on that you would have been interested in that goes into your spam.
Do you think that anyone say you're a Gmail, goes into there and is like, okay, Gmail, I'm going to read what's in my primary emails. Okay, I've completed that. And then moving over to promotions now. look at this excellent promotion here. What's been happening in my social world?
Yeah, I know. I do click on the tabs because I just flick into them just to make sure nothing has gone in. But I was even saying this to myself the other day, and if I click in now, I'm going to come across one. You know these emails from women looking for sex? Like, I don't... Who falls for them still? I understand.
I don't get them. How do you get them ones?
No, but I'm just trying to find one, right? But you know, I understand years ago how people would have fallen for them, you know, because it was new and blah, blah, blah. But now I'm like, how? And now I'm trying to find one. I can't find one, typically enough.
I think a lot of them do.
But one of them in the subject line just had sex. I was like, all right. Okay.
I think a lot of them do get like automatically spammed, or even by Gmail. Now. Even Gmail are like, come on, man, fucking.
Still single? You don't have to be. Olga's telling me that I don't have to be single. Lauren Taylor is telling me about street slags. It's an invitation.
This is just your WhatsApp messages.
this is my old school text messages. I get loads of, and like, you know, when you see it's the subject line has like love hearts and kisses. Gianna, right?
Don't click on the shit, man, by the way.
No, I'm not clicking it. I'm just literally reading the subject line that's in my spam and Gmail. So Gianna has loads of like emojis in the subject line and hot lonel e women want you. Lonel e women. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Hello.
Tonight.
Are you lonely?
Oh, that was tonight. Oh, that was last week. No, she just said tonight, so it was last week. I missed out. Damn, that's gonna wreck my head now.
Man, mine's so much more boring than you. I've got
really
like,
no. I've got other stuff. I got like money supermarket.
I've got one from Sweeps 6689. It says order pending, and it's like something like that. That's like the most.
I bet you that's supposed to be like order or sorry orgy pending, and they can't spell it right.
No, I'm like mine's really that's fake FedEx one. I don't know that kind of shit. And loads of stuff in French. The Chrono Post Express. And mine mostly seems to be people trying to... Apparently, that's the way they trick me. They trick you through sex. They trick me through buying me stuff.
I'll swap it.
That's mad.
I just think it's mad. And I recently watched a YouTube video of... I think I mentioned it before, of a guy who started messaging... you know on YouTube you've won stuff and like send your details to me and I'll send you the thing, but it's not really the person you're watching on YouTube, and he did a really good video of trying to catch the scammer. I just think it's fascinating that there are people out there and their job is to scam you out of money. Like, it's so prevalent. But I don't know anyone who does it. Maybe I do.
Well, they're not on their fucking LinkedIn.
Yeah. Just revolute your money there. No, but it is. It's a mad that there's a full industry out there for scamming people. And the fact that our technology is so amazing, but somehow we still fall for it.
How do you get a job in that as a scammer? Like, where do they post that? But you know what else is mad? It's just like how, the internet's a thing, right? And if I said to you, I'm going on the internet, or like you're on the internet, like we know what we meant, but that the worlds we go into when we're on the internet are so entirely different. Like your world and my world, it just made me think there because we got different stuff. It's like our interactions that we have in those worlds, because we're going to different websites.
You mean like you look at buying loads of stuff and I look at loads of porn, it seems.
It seems, yeah. Like, you know, or even just like, you know, even bring it to like social media news, all that shit you consume as well. Like, even YouTube, like, we'll have different interests and we'll both be, it's just crazy that everyone in the world is kind of like, and this kind of actually now links back into the experts thing, right? I don't know. Like,
dare I say a segue?
A segue, yeah. A reverse segue back into what we already talked about. So, like, I don't know what, if this is just a thing I know, but I kind of remember there being a lot more public debate, as in face to face, about stuff than there is nowadays.
On the internet, like, or?
No, I mean, literally face to face, people will talk about the issues of the day more. And, like, you know, you and I could go down to, say, me, you and I met for a pint, say, for the year 2000, and I'm 9. And I meet you for a pint. But, like, I don't know, maybe it's, I just don't hear people talking about, like, the actual issues of the day. They hear people go, oh, the news is terrible, yeah. But actually having a debate or a discussion about it, I think all of that seems to have moved onto the online world more so, and it's much more like vitriolic and hateful, but also bubbly there. Yeah. And it's like, there's a come back into the experts thing. So say your particular, let's say, political persuasion, right? You'll probably listen to a certain kind of podcast by a certain kind of person, get your news from a certain side of the news aisle. And then you and I, and so I'm hearing stuff from my expert and you're hearing stuff from your expert. And they probably completely disagree with each other. And that's quite a difficult conversation to have nowadays, it seems, because you'd be like, I heard it from an expert. You're a fucking idiot if you don't believe this. And they're like, you're the fucking idiot. I heard it from my expert. And then it's kind of like, well, I actually like you, so I don't want to have a full on think you're an idiot debate. So let's just not talk about that. Let's just talk about something.
Yeah, and they're not experts either. That's the thing. It's like they're headline experts. So you'll just look at the headline of an article and TLDR, too long, didn't read. It's like, but you've gotten that key soundbite that you can use to annoy someone. Plus, if you go onto a site, into comments or that kind of thing, it always swings one way and it goes hateful. But if you don't side with the majority on that site, like, you get banned or whatever. I mean, that's wrong, because speech and free speech, not... I don't like the term free speech always when you're talking about stuff like this.
It's almost become a little bit of a, it's got baggage now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it makes it seem like I'm going to say what fuck I want. But I don't.
It makes it straight away, you said free speech, and straight away my mind goes Donald Trump, MAGA, fucking Truth Social.
Yeah,
all that
and I don't mean that. I don't mean you should be able to say what you want with no consequence. I just mean everyone should be able to have a healthy debate and talk about stuff and maybe have your opinion changed, or not even necessarily changed, but it's okay if I have an opinion on something and your opinion is different. That's okay. That's fine. Yeah. It doesn't mean there has to be fucking war or killing. It's fine.
I believe
something else, grand, but let's just talk about it and see why. And if the result is still we have different views, then that's fine. It's okay to not be
we can't be friends anymore now because we don't have the exact same opinion on every social matter of the day. Like, it's like, that's bullshit. Like, how are you meant to, or else you're like a bad person. That's the other thing that happens now, is like something so universally agreed upon that this is the good way.
Yeah.
That if you don't think that, then you're a bad person.
It leads to oppression, not progression. It's ridiculous. Like, healthy debate, not even healthy debate, I'm not going to even say debate again, that's like what you're saying brings up baggage. A conversation. It doesn't have to, it can be heated, that's fine, don't have to agree or disagree with each other, but just like, I love hearing a side of something that I don't agree with, even, and like, my opinions have been changed from time to time on things.
It's good when that happens.
And they can swing back. That's the thing, you can change your mind depending on the information you get to. It doesn't
like your daily life situation is going to change, you know, minute by minute, day by day, isn't it? So therefore your opinions on stuff is probably going to change, like, you know. But it's just to remember that and not get too fucking wound up in this stuff.
I suppose the latest thing that I can think of that I changed my opinion on or person was Elon Musk. So I thought he was a fascinating person, very interested in him, his intelligence, what he did, what he does with Tesla, the cars, and just his, just like going, fuck it, let's do it. You know, I'm just going to give it a bash. Then the whole Twitter debacle came out, and it just came across to me that he was just a bit of a feckin' idiot. Now it's like, now he's just talking shite or whatever. And I'm kind of annoyed by that, because if that doesn't take away the fact that he is a genius, willing to take risks and is trying future ventures and ideas, it just means he has too much money and he's a bit spoiled, so he can say or do what he wants. Like, it shouldn't change my opinion of him, but it kind of did. And that kind of annoys me a little bit. That actually wrecks my head, because I find him a fascinating person.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, I mean, he is. And that's the thing. Yeah, but like, I suppose it'd be good to be able to, he is a thinker in the proper, you know, they don't even have like influencers and thinkers like that. And it's pretty easy to do that nowadays. But in fairness, he is actually a modern day one. Like, his thoughts, like, he thinks about stuff. They actually make things happen and change the public perception of stuff, which is someone that we should be interested in. Whether you like them or dislike them, you should be interested in what this person has to say.
Exactly. And what he's doing with Twitter and, you know, laying people off, blah, blah, blah. They're business decisions. Companies do it all the time. It's just he's the one person who's you see as doing it, not the company and the financials, whatever. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but what I'm saying is it shouldn't. I should be able to say that without it being divisive. Like, I had a conversation about him recently with someone, and they're like, he's a fucking idiot, don't have any time for him, blah, blah, blah. And I was trying to say, yes, but he has had interesting innovations, particularly with battery power, which can't deny the progression of electric vehicles and battery packs in general in the world. He's had a fundamental impact on that. He's just a gobshite when it comes to running a social media company. that's my opinion.
That's your opinion. Yeah, but exactly. But it's weird. Yeah, like Elon Musk would be something that you would probably see. Yeah, that could be a divisive conversation because so much is talked about these things nowadays. Like, if you come out right out and say, I'm a big Elon Musk supporter.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have the people who got laid off from Twitter immediately are going to be like, he's a fucking dick. And also
people are just going to make certain assumptions about you.
Mm.
And I would. If someone said to me, like, when you started that Elon Musk thing there, I was getting ready to get my perception of you. Like, do you know what I mean? He's either going to go one way, he's going to be like, fucking greatest guy in history of the world, love him, love Joe Rogan, yeah, fucking, that's what they talk about, man. It's like, whatever they say, man, those guys talk the truth, man, and you're down a can of fucking energy drink, like, you know. Or else you're going to be like, oh my God, yeah, he's the worst person in the world, and like, you know, he's fucking this, that, and the other, and he's destroying Twitter, he's destroying social media, he's evil, and you're like, you know. But the way you came in on it was good, I thought. It was just like, yeah, he's liked him, didn't like him. Does your mate change that much? The fact that you've got interest in ideas.
And that's what a good conversation is. And I don't like using the debate and free speech and all, but that's what it should be. It's like, you don't have to agree with me, but you can see my point of view, where you just have to see where the person is coming from. And that wrecks me that people don't do that anymore.
Yeah. But it's helpful. It's like, you'll actually, but then people must be, what that means is people must be less interested in the discussion and more interested in their own, like, being either part of the right side of an idea.
Yeah, to be a warrior for something that you don't fully know everything about. It's like, you want to be on, like, the side of the public majority of what is seen as the norm.
Yeah, exactly. And so that you perceive it, but rather than actually being like, I'm going to actually know about this thing, or I don't know about this thing, therefore I'm going to learn, therefore I should take in the opinions of people. Best thing you could do would be find people who disagree about the one thing and listen to both of what they have to say, and then kind of figure out what you think of it, because you probably land, oh yeah, they're right about one part of it, and this other person right about another part of it, and maybe this one was a dickhead and I like this one more, but do I know more about the thing now? Like, you will.
You will. And plus, someone who you think is a dickhead, at the end of the day, they could be right, but you just might not agree entirely with everything they've said, but some parts might be agreeable, and that's
exactly
fine. And that's why, like, what's his name, the English presenter, really mouthy, was on English TV. Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan. But you know what? I like listening to his opinion because he makes some valid points, and some not always valid points, but points that can start a conversation. And that's what I like, start the conversation. And that's divided you a little bit. And I think that's good, because I look at a lot of him on YouTube, and like, I don't agree with his manner. He's got a very like gruff and like fuck you manner, but there's a lot of intelligence behind some of the things he says to get a conversation going and get information out of people. And that's what I like.
He's obviously very skilled at that. That is very skilled. Yeah, yeah. And definitely does.
He's definitely better the conversation. Than
we are. He prods on TV. And provokes it. And gets, yeah, true. Yeah, it is. I suppose as a United fan, I just, that Ronaldo thing pissed me off, but there you go.
I don't know what that is, but I'm going to stoppage time and wrap it up there. Seeing as you introduce us, let's finish off the show. CT, go.
Yeah, thank you very much for listening. I've been CT. He's been JB.
Yo.
JB, get out of here. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, bye, bye,
bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, bye, b